What really happened on Seymour Avenue, just outside of Cleveland, Ohio? That's what people want to know. They're still horrified by some of the details we already know. We're talking about three women who were brainwashed, fearful, tied up, and chained, beaten, and repeatedly raped. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Sadly, we're telling this tale. Wouldn't it be nice if we didn't have to tell any more of these stories? What should be done to the man responsible? He's been charged with rape and with kidnapping, among the other charges. His two brothers, we're talking about Ariel Castro, 52 years old, his two brothers were let go. The police say they had nothing to do with it, and there's nothing to hold them. They didn't know what was going on in the house. Apparently, some of the things that he did included, as I mentioned, the beatings, kept the women in separate rooms, brainwashed them, and a slew of other things, including, obviously, a baby was born into this situation and is 6 years old now. They're doing a DNA test to make sure that it's his baby, but this is 1,400 square feet of hell in one of Cleveland's oldest neighborhoods. Tightly knit community, so it's been described, where nobody knew what was happening inside. Although there were a few calls, the police are denying some of that, but certainly there were two recorded incidents that we know of. And they didn't find anything going on there with the plastic bags over the windows or any of that kind of stuff. So the police are pretty sensitive, as you can imagine. This is the second time they've been accused of dropping the ball on missing persons cases. The police chief, Ed Tumba, who is the top cop, the deputy police chief, says, you know, something must have clicked rather for Amanda Berry, and it's great that she had this daring escape with the help of the neighbors, and now we're finding out all the details of what went on and how they succumbed to this sick new reality while they were being held against their will. Here's the initial, it's interesting, here's the initial response call to the 911 call as the police responded as fast as they could and were trying to hunt down to find Amanda Berry, and ended up finding somebody else who was in captivity, and then finding all of them. You can hear kind of the emotion there. It's worth hearing these radio clips. Take a listen.
We found them. We found them. We also have a Michelle Knight in the house. I don't know if you want to look that up in the radio, the system. 32 years old.
All right, so imagine being, and I said this the other day, imagine being the family member on the other end of the phone. You don't know what's happened here. None of this news is out there. And you get a phone call saying that your daughter, your niece, whoever, your granddaughter, your relative has been free and is at the hospital being checked out after being gone for 10 years, evaporating, boom, into thin air, and then suddenly showing up 3 miles away from the home. Oof. There were some sad notes that Amanda Berry's mother died over the time period where she was being held, but there are others in her family welcoming her back and just as thrilled. And then, of course, there is the time loss itself, where you take a girl who's barely a teenager, one of them 14, another one who is turning 17, and you don't get those years back, but you cannot live in the past, I guess, in these circumstances. And there are other people like Elizabeth Smart, J.C. Dugard, who've gone through this. And I bet both will be willing to lend their ear to these women if they need some help trying to figure out how to make a really, really tough, tough transition. How did this all happen in an urban neighborhood in the U.S., nobody noticing? The former school bus driver, outgoing musician, keep this secret from neighbors, family, friends. That's what the police are saying. crazy. O'Neill and Pedro Castro were taken into custody. Like I said, there was no links found to them. They're going to appear in a Cleveland municipal court on Thursday related to outstanding warrants on misdemeanor cases on other matters for both of them, but they're cleared of this. So Castro has been speaking to investigators since Tuesday. The three young women he kidnapped and raped have also been talking to, and there are maybe other victims, although the police chief doesn't necessarily think so. There was another girl, Ashley Summers, who was 14. She went missing in the same part of Cleveland in 2007. But they're checking to make sure there aren't others involved. Should the neighbors have known, should the investigators have poked around more, the police, when they went to the house to investigate an incident, I think they should have picked up on a few clues. But the police chief, Tumba, doesn't think that they dropped the ball whatsoever. That, you know, in hindsight, they might find out that maybe they did, but he says, you know, that's going to have to be hindsight. He doesn't think that that's what happened. There's no real evidence of that. They're safe and healthy. That's the good news. And they have some support of the people around them. But the neighbors at this point who have been interviewed by lots and lots of different people say they feel fooled by the abduction and by what happened, especially because he was this friendly, affable kind of guy. But is he one of those cold, calculating, cold-hearted abductors? I'd have to say yes. He had two faces, and unfortunately, the face of evil was the one that went and grabbed all three of those women off the street and changed their lives irreparably forever. Forever. He had his own kids. He had a kid, and it's mind-boggling how this happened under everyone's nose. How this happened. Spending a career as a bus driver, a musician. He lost his job in 2012. But up to that point, he had solidly worked as a bus driver. Drove kids around on motorcycles, said he loved kids. Wow. Still hard to fathom, isn't it? Hard to fathom. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to scatter shoot. You know what that means? Look at some of the top headlines on the day. And certainly there have been a lot of them. The Benghazi testimony, the aftermath when it comes to paid sick time. That's in New York. The council approved the Paid Sick Time Act. Will that spread to some other areas? Perhaps and perhaps not. Because from company to company, it is obviously different. So how do you make that uniform? Pretty tough to do. That's what we'll be talking about on the flip side here on ATN. So hang with us. You can't go wrong. Just like the Dow. Up, 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 baby. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
When the female president of South Korea, President Park, was on hand, that's part of this segment here. We're going to talk about the Korean situation in North Korea. Of course, the worry over nuclear proliferation, the threats to South Korea, more than saber rattling at times. Kim Jong-un, Dennis Rodman, even pleading with him for the release of an American tour guide who happens to be Korean. He was sentenced to 15 years of hard labor. Can you imagine? So President Park talked about a couple of different things, especially the nukes, focusing on that, and also thanking soldiers. Take a listen.
Let me express on behalf of the people of the Republic of Korea our profound gratitude to America's veterans. Their blood, sweat and tears helped safeguard freedom and democracy. If the bill on visa quotas for Korean professionals is passed in this Congress, both our economies will benefit. A second miracle on the Han River. This time it will be written with a revived economy, with our people that are happy, with a flourishing culture, and on a pathway to a reunified peninsula. A world without nuclear weapons, President Obama's vision, must start on the Korean peninsula.
All right, North Korea, as we know, has had nuclear weapons since 2006. They've actually tested them three times, most recently this year, and that's the worrisome part. I think they really like to provoke. They're provocateurs. He fell from the tree, and the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Kim Jong-il, remember, he was famous for trying to do that, too, as well. So she got a lot of applause. She won a lot of people over and saying breaking the cycle of giving North Korea time to advance its nuclear weapons is important. It's too familiar. It's misguided. It provokes a crisis. And the international community imposes a certain period of sanctions. Later, they try to patch it up by offering concessions and rewards. And meanwhile, Pyongyang uses the time to advance its nuclear capabilities, of course. And uncertainty prevails. And it's time to put the cycle aside. She's absolutely right. Well said. Well said. Park used her speech to Congress to call for that civil nuclear agreement that would allow the South to pursue peaceful uses for nuclear power. Secretary of State John Kerry said the U.S. is looking for a way to reach agreement on the sensitive issues. It's just a question of can they reach agreement on that. All right, while we're talking about females who are running governments, we go from the South Korean president to the Prime Minister of Australia, Julian Gillard. And this is a crazy thing that happened to her. She was actually visiting a school, and some idiot, 16-year-old Kyle Thompson, is being accused of it. He was suspended for 15 days. Why? What could he possibly have done to the Prime Minister? He threw a sandwich at her. It was just a group of students that were mobbing the PM. He says he wasn't the sandwich thrower, but he got blamed for it. He says, I'm innocent. I didn't throw it. Mrs. Gillard was surprised from the call the schoolboy did during a live interview and laughed it off. Asked if she would lobby for Kyle, who's been suspended, to get a pardon. She declined, just saying that, you know, I sort of sympathize because it was just a little act of hijinks, whoever it was carried out by. But I think as Prime Minister, what I've got to say is school principals are wonderful people, and it's really for the school principal to deal with. Well done. That would be very odd to see that sandwich flying at your face, and it disrupted the whole thing. So she was smart because it became a big story. Pop it back on the Prime Minister. Let him deal with the situation, because I trust he knows how to deal with the situation. And crazy. I mean, why throw the sandwich at her? You know, it's not funny, right? It's not funny. It's, why would you do that, kid? Or block somebody else or whoever threw the sandwich. Just nuts. Why? Why would you do that? Think of the dignitaries that came to my school when I was a kid. Man, I don't even know what they would do. If they could chop your hand off if you threw a sandwich, they probably would try to chop your hand off. But, of course, they couldn't do that. And it was a very strange moment when that happened, because it was startling, of course, to the people who were there. They were surprised that it happened. You know, crazy. All right, moving on to something else. We kind of zig and zag in a few different directions. This was a big story because, you know, the whole diamond heist thing is pretty tough. There have been lots of diamonds that have been stolen. But 30 arrests in the diamond heist last February at the Brussels airport. Some of the stolen diamonds have been recovered. I guess that's the good news. This is in Brussels, and police arrested 24 people in Belgium, 8 in Switzerland, 1 in France. They had a whole ring going on here. They discovered a few of the stolen diamonds in Switzerland and money in Belgium, Switzerland, and France. The theft of the diamonds was worth about $50 million because, of course, of the price of diamonds. That's the reason that they stole them in the first place. And you know, what happened there? Some sold, some not, some socked away for a rainy day, I suppose. But it's good that they were able to crack down on them, because the men who stole these diamonds stole some of the best diamonds that have been ever cut. and the eight masked, heavily armed men in clothing resembling police uniforms burst through a hole in the perimeter fence onto the airport tarmac in two separate cars. That's how this happened. They were able to get the pass through, which is so strange because aren't you supposed to have hard passes? Don't they ask, or have you ever pass outside of your uniform? And I guess somehow that fell by the wayside and whoever was guarding then. But it certainly did. The Michael Jackson autopsy reveals a couple of interesting secrets about the iconic pop singer. Jurors hearing the Jackson wrongful death trial got a wild look at the dead pop icon after a lawyer showed them an autopsy photo. His unclothed corpse lying on a coroner's table looking nothing like, hey, this is the world's most famous entertainer. The doc who conducted the autopsy went to the witness stand on Wednesday. Jurors were hearing from another doctor in the trial to decide whether concert promoter AEG Live shares some blame in Jackson's death with Dr. Conrad Murray. So they're talking about appropriate physicians to hire and all that stuff and quizzing and doing the reversal of what happened the first time around. Much of what the jurors heard were from Dr. Christopher Rogers, who's a repeat of the scientific evidence presented in the trial of Murray. Remember Conrad Murray, who's now serving a sentence for involuntary manslaughter. But some of what's in the coroner's report seems to give more insight into Michael Jackson's life rather than how he died. Isn't that interesting? The case has rippling repercussions because I think other people will use this in certain suits. But, you know, it ultimately comes down to your record keeping. So that's part of this whole thing. How good were the records on what was happening? But drugs, debt, messy bedroom, that's all part of this trial, to be sure. All right, remember, if you have any thoughts on America Tonight, the best thing to do if you want to vent is go to americatonight.net. Hang with us. We're jumping over the wall.
A natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' Meyer's Meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Only thinks about the you got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain, I'm looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at me, cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at me. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
The chemical weapons debate continues, and as to what the U.S.'s role will be, we don't know at this point. I'll tell you what, troops in Syria is a no-go. I cannot believe there would be enough support for that. But arming rebels, that's been talked about more and more. I think the problem with that is the possible backlash of who are you arming when you don't know their connection, some of them, to Hezbollah and other Al-Qaeda kinds of groups, let's say. So you could be trying to cut off the head of one snake and just arming another. That's dangerous because it's, you know, then there's going to be a blowback on that. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A couple of things that we're pondering here besides chemical weapons and what to do in Syria with these daily massacres. It is sick and inhumane, and I am very, I am 100% behind the information that I've gotten that the chemical weapons have been used. Of course, other means of killing people have been, too, along the way for Assad. I mean, 70,000 people in 2 years is a lot of people, without a doubt. But we know there's other atrocities also of the humanitarian variety happening in other parts of the world. And it does become this shuffle. We shuffle the deck, and where are we putting our cards, and what do we need to do, and are we turning our back on a horrific situation simply because of overextending ourselves too much in Iraq and Afghanistan, and now saying, you know, there's only so much we can do? What do you think? Is it our job to be the policemen of the world because we are that kind of people, America? People rely on us. We're the world's cop. Whether we want to be or not, it's a role that we've embraced in our very young history. So there is an expectation for the United States, even though we get battered around by so many other people when it comes to our liberties and what's happening in our country and all that other sort of stuff. When somebody needs help, the hand gets stretched out and we immediately are there to help. What do you think the role is now at this point? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. There is some debate about the role of the police in Ohio in this nasty suburb. I shouldn't say nasty suburb because the suburb is a nasty. This nasty man who did some horrifically sick things to young girls, and for 10 years, right under the noses of neighbors in very close quarters, too. It wasn't like these were giant spreads where you didn't have, there was a lot of space between you and the neighbor. You know, pretty much you're right on top of each other. But what was happening here for Ariel Castro is he was going in and out of this house, pretty much using it as the place to hold the three girls for a decade. For a decade this went on. And the neighbor was pretty well known by the neighbors. So Castro wasn't some squirrely kind of guy who was hiding himself away. He was in a salsa band. He was out in the neighborhood talking to people, that kind of stuff. And that's why the one neighbor said, man, this guy, he is, there's just no way that anything was happening in his place. I can't even believe it. I'm absolutely stunned. And that's the word people keep using. They're stunned by his arrest on the holding now charged with rape and kidnapping and whatnot for these three women for that long of a time period in this very tight-knit hood, as it's been described, very close to downtown Cleveland. So for this guy to be out in salsa and merengue bands playing bass guitar, parking the school bus on the street because he was a school bus driver, giving neighborhood kids, hey, kids, want to ride on my motorcycle, giving them rides, all that kind of stuff. And even there was a candlelight vigil to remember two girls who vanished years ago. He was there actually comforting in a sick way the mother of one of the missing, acting like nothing was wrong. So friends, neighbors, and of course relatives cannot believe this story. The two brothers, by the way, have been cleared. The police let the two brothers go, saying that they didn't know about it. They had no idea what was happening here. And a six-year-old girl that was found in the house, they're doing DNA tests to try to prove that she's the daughter of Castro. And then there's other stories about children that were killed during the time that they were in captivity because he beat them and all this other sort of stuff. So what's true and what's not true, some of that's all starting to come out now. So the brothers who were in custody Tuesday were released. And now it's, like I said, this the case of sorting everything out. But I think the shock is still so raw in that neighborhood, Seymour Avenue. That's the block where they were found, just 3 miles away from where they were taken. I mean, right there in that same neighborhood. And so obviously he abducted them, must have stalked them, whatever. And, you know, will he give a whole bunch of details? You know, who knows? Here he is, somebody who has been a bus driver since 1990. And on his application, he said he liked to work with children. He liked to work with children. But he had a couple notes in his file. He left one kid alone on the bus. And then he called another student a name. It wasn't so nice. And it also was, there were some details on his dismissal that was approved by the school board last fall after he left the bus for 4 hours. But then there were other forums that said, you know, he was excellent and he was great and all this other stuff. But, you know, the bottom line is, here he was driving kids to school and was obviously stalking the young girls, knew who they were, and why would they ever think anything was going to happen to him? So imagine, I would want to know that, what was said when he approached them, what happened there. It's just all too creepy for words. But, you know, finally justice happens, and the good news in this story is the fact that they're free at this point, because I'm sure there must have been some doubt as to what was going to happen. They obviously could hear that in Amanda Berry's voice when we played the 911 call. She was scared to death, and of course she was scared to death, not knowing probably the entire time they were in captivity what was going to happen there. All right, we got a bunch of calls. Let's go to them. Stacy is listening to us in Mississippi. Yo, Stacy, what's up?
What's going on, girl?
Oh, man, this story about in Ohio, just brutal, huh? But you want to talk about something else. What do you want to talk about?
Well, what I was going to say is the gentleman that was talking to earlier and everything about spraying the boots and the clothes and everything, chemical warfare.
Yeah, yeah.
Coding over to make it civil for people that's listening and everything to understand. Okay, when you paint a vehicle, let's say blue, okay, you paint it, they're not shiny. When you put a clear coat over it, it's shiny. Okay, if it goes to a bunch of ash and rain or you pour acid on it, that clear coat comes off. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, and another thing is during this chemical warfare and everything else, which Iran people don't need to turn their backs on them. I'm telling you, they're the people that's going to hit us before it's over. But that's what I think personally. But and we do not have the president. He is tearing down our military when things are getting worse. He is tearing down our military, and people need to come to their common sense. This guy needs to be impeached. I mean, he is destroying America. I mean, you know that. I know that because you got common sense. I mean.
But, Stacey, here's the thing. If we disagree with a lot of the things, the policies and stuff that's happening, I will tell you what. Do you honestly think that this president's going to be impeached, though? No. That's the thing. There isn't enough in the arsenal to have that happen. I think what's going to happen, honestly, Stacey, with the frustrations is, okay, so you go through this administration, and then I think the thought is then just go through it, and then he's done, and now we re-rack with whoever else is next. And if the Republicans are smart, they find the right candidate to get elected and as a result of the two terms.
And there's one other thing I want to say, and I don't care, excuse my lady, I don't care who it is, he's bringing up his, black, white, what do you call it, racism and everything.
Uh-huh.
Right, well, if he'll stop and think, white people's who put his ass in office. It's 77% white and Hispanics and everything else. The people's who put him in office, but yet, he wants to talk about racism and all this crap. He's a nut job. He needs it. Yeah, I said it. I don't care if I go to jail for saying it or what. He needs to get out of office.
You're not going to jail, Stacey. This is the great thing is you live in America, so you've got the protection of the First Amendment, the freedom of speech. Thanks for the call, Stacey. Obviously upset with some of the things that he's seeing that's happening around the country that he doesn't like. You know, I wonder now, the approval ratings for the president have kind of been mixed. He's not at his all-time high, but he's not at his all-time low either. Stay with us. Much more to come on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
As do maybe some of you. Could you use a few million, like 222 million? That's what the Powerball was up to. 21, 22, 26, 30, 57, and 27 was the Powerball number. Nathan Reeder is with us. Of course, he is the glue, the gatekeeper, if you will, here on America Tonight. Nathan, did you run out and get a whole bunch of Powerball tickets?
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't. I don't play that game.
Because you know that there's a gazillion chances that you won't get win.
Yes, yes. Stacked a little bit high.
It is stacked a little bit high. I did go out and get a chance at the Powerball. I thought it would be fun. Of course, I didn't plop down any huge amounts of money. And I had three numbers, not all on the same line. The good news for people who were hoping they would win the lottery, nobody wins the big lottery. It's up to $270 million so far for the next time around, which I think
Whoa.
Is on Saturday.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I went to a silent auction, and that was the first, like, bid or spending money on risky things that I've done in quite some time.
Ooh, silent. Did you get anything at the silent auction?
Yeah, I got a present for my daughter, some sidewalk chalk, and a bottle of wine.
It was good. Oh, that's good. So it was a school silent auction.
No, it was a private auction.
Oh, it was private.
Yes, for medical benefit for medical bills.
Oh, that's nice. I love the sidewalk chalk. So is your out front of your place, is it all just gunked up now with the chalk?
Not yet.
It will be.
Yep.
Daughter graffiti, they call it. So it's perfect. All right, what a good daddy. I like that story. The it's interesting talking about silent auctions and ponying up money for things. You know, this Duck Dynasty, has anybody seen that? Raise your hand if you've seen it. Watch A&E. I was at dinner one night, and everybody was talking about Duck Dynasty, Duck Dynasty, Duck Dynasty. I didn't even know what they were talking about. I recalled that I had seen a commercial for it on A&E. And these people were people that were set up anyway. But now Duck Dynasty, which is out of their headquarters, is in West Monroe, Louisiana. They say at their warehouse, people start lining up. They arrive every day, and they'll have like 70 or 80 people outside, which is crazy, waiting in front of the warehouse, asking for autographs and photos. Neighbors are complaining about the mobs of people. They've called in police. And the family business was already good, but now sales of the duck calls, which can cost you up to $175, have just soared. The show's been around since 2009. In 2011, they sold 60,000 duck calls. And in 2012, the company sold, when it was airing all over the place, they sold 300,000 duck calls. And the Nielsen ratings on this show, I mean, they have struck a chord with America. The one-hour season three finale was watched by, are you ready for this? This is crazy. This is a crazy number. 9.6 million people. It is the most watched program in the entire history of A&E. The cast of the show is demanding a raise to $200,000 an episode to do a fourth season, but the network hasn't said what's going to happen because they realize A&E is making a fortune. If they're getting 9.6 million people and they have advertising, their advertising rates have gone through the roof without a doubt. And they've had to hire more people to keep up with the sales because all the duck calls are put together by hand. And they have to work on them that way. So they had to hire more people. They've got duck calls, duck commander t-shirts, bobblehead dolls, you know, all that kind of stuff. Souvenirs. But, wow, that's incredible. That number to me is the most staggering number. Thinking these are guys in this duck business that they have. Almost 10 million people. 10 million people watching reality TV. It just goes to show you something about them. You don't know what it is, but something about them strikes a chord with people, and that's how reality television is. All right, Rick in Illinois has been waiting for some time, so we're going to give him some time. Let's go to Rick. Hello, Rickles. What's up?
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
The news is Dow Jones has finished over 15,000.
I know. It's through the roof. Are you kidding? Any stocks that you have, hopefully they're going up. Yeah.
Well, I got stocks, but everything's so bad. Obama's doing a lousy job.
I knew. I was waiting for the ba-dum-bump. I knew because, you know, you're the antithesis of Stacey, so I knew you were listening and you were going to say, well, how come the stock market is so great? It is all about the bulls. The bulls are running all over the place. You're right.
Yeah. So I was at the radio this morning, and they're still arguing over that body of the Boston bomber.
Yeah, where to put him?
The one when they just think about the ocean dumping like they did Bin Laden.
Because they're worried about some kind of blowback, but I agree with you. Why not do that? I mean, you did it for Bin Laden. Why can't you say, okay, wrap the body up, take him out off of Cape Cod and say, you know, here we go, boom. It's, you know, take a little videotape of it and then put him over the side. Because this is burdensome now. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. It's getting out of hand.
It's out of hand. You have people protesting. The poor guy's stuck. He doesn't know what to do. The guy who owns the funeral home, nobody wants his body. Nobody wants Tamerlan Tsarnaev's body. They don't want it, period. Even one guy is so desperate, he says he can't sleep. It makes him sick. He lives down the street. He doesn't have the money, but he puts up $500 to try to get other people to chip in. But why should the people who had their lives ripped apart raise money for this guy, for his dead body, to ship it back to mama in Dagestan? I don't think so.
I was going to take him out in the ocean, dump him over, and done with it.
I agree. But, you and I are the only ones. Yeah.
Well, really, aggravates me. You know, you and me and everybody in this country helped General Motors out, you know, bail them out. Then they announced they're going to build a $1.5 billion plant in China to build their truck.
I know. I know. I saw that the other day, too.
That's like,
yep. Sure.
Build that plant right here in this country and put people to work, get a good paying job. They're going over to China. They ship the trucks over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Cheaper to do it there, and they want their hands in China. They want the business there because of some of the benefits of doing business in China.
China didn't bail them out. American people
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah. So what do we call it? Government Motors. Government Motors means you and me, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it just writes no end. Well, now I'm the next market for a vehicle. I have to look at everybody but General Motors.
Good for you. I agree. You should look around for something different instead of supporting GM. If we supported them, and then that's what they turn around and do. Rick, I agree. Don't support them. Go in a different direction. Absolutely.
Hey, I want a do-over in the Derby. I want a
track. Well, it was muddy, so that's what changes things. When you have a muddy track, the horses run differently. I had Orb, but, you know, in a trifecta, I was wrong on a trifecta for sure. But just Orb straight up was good.
Yeah. I think one of my horses finished top three. Can't remember which one.
You can't even remember.
No, I was so mad it's raining.
I know. Rain throws the whole day off. It throws off the horses that you were picking. But have no fear. We will do this again. We'll do the Preakness for fun, and we'll do the Belmont, too. And maybe somebody will win. Maybe you'll be the winner. So just keep a look at the horses and see what happens as we get closer and closer to that. But, yeah, it wasn't a surprise because Orb was the favorite, but Orb runs well on a muddy track. Rick, thanks for the call, and that's the big difference. Once you're looking at the odds and you're looking at horses, that's why you have to pay so close of attention to that. You know, when you get, Rick had the 12 horse, the 5, and the 3. And when you're paying attention to the program, when you're looking at the racing form, it's called, you always want to look for how they run on those tracks. But this is a smart audience if you've ever even done any of that sort of thing in plunking a few bucks down on your favorite horse, you know that. And there's just some horses that cannot run in the mud. I understand. Have any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, we fabric, and
Engrave Inc. embeds strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.